One, two, three, and.
The 3URL Show from audioactivism.org. Bringing you metadata about activism. Keeping it free as in freedom.
Okay, we're here at 405 West Franklin Street, iBooks and Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and I'm here with Ruby, and we're going to go in the store and take a little tour. First, we're going to look at what's in the window, though. iBooks has a table here. All these books table two for $5. They get a lot of. They've been doing a lot of used books recently.
The first book in the window is by Jim Hightower. It's called "Let's Stop Beating Around the Bush." I just learned a little bit more about Jim Hightower recently and watching this Karl Rove documentary. Hightower was actually the Texas Secretary of Agriculture. It's the state of Texas, like an elected official. But of course, a lot of the Republicans there hated him, and they got him out.
Well, let's go inside and talk about what iBooks is.
Oh, but there's so many cool things in the window.
Okay, well, there's a lot of Bush books that... This is, the day before the election here in the USA, and we're hoping that all these Bush books will become uninteresting because he will be out of there.
I'll go through them quickly.
All right.
There's a book by Laura Flanders, who is a great progressive radio personality, called The W Effect, Bush's War on Women. There's Against All Enemies by Richard Clark, who was the administration official, who was one of the top terror guys who came out against the administration. Billionaires for Bush, How to Rule the World for Fun and Profit. And a really popular book this year, What's the Matter with Kansas by Thomas Frank. And that was actually the Internationalist Book Club selection last month, I think. Interesting.
Well, let's go inside.
Bumper stickers?
Yep, lots of bumper stickers. Buttons, like crazy buttons. Oh, wow, Slingshot.
Oh, wow,
which is,
well, they have spirals now.
Monthly calendar. Year calendar for 2005. I have all different kinds of books here. The great thing about iBooks is that we're many different types of subjects that you can't get anywhere else. Here we have a sexuality section. Feminism, new arrivals, lots of new books, United States, which is a lot of books about diverse opinions, which you can't find anywhere else. There's John Stewart's book, Che for Beginners, a bunch of stuff about Cuba for Beginners, more Bush bumper stickers that we hope will be useless in a day or two, music and urban culture magazines. T-shirts, Bush Satan 2004, get your war on T-shirt. Hey, I'm doing a little audio recording about iBooks today. I was wondering if you'd tell me name and what you're doing here, volunteering here at iBooks.
I am Jessica, and I'm the volunteer coordinator.
Cool. Sorry to put you on the spot.
That's okay.
But I'm going for the live feel. So I guess they're calm. So what is iBooks?
It's a nonprofit bookstore and community center that provides literature and other things to our community and space.
Cool.
Community groups to use.
So community groups like North Carolina Indie Media use the space.
Media and
didn't Food Not Bombs work outside for a while too?
Food Not Bombs. There's Coalition to End the Cycle of Violence that meets here.
Is there poetry readings we've been having? Is that still going on?
Yeah, they're once a month.
Cool. Oh, once a month.
Mm-hmm. It's this guy Ken. He organizes mm-hmm. Desert City Poetry Readings,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully it's going to be not just sponsored, but a technical part of our mission.
Cool. I noticed that we have a much better poetry section. That he sponsored it, and he's selected a lot of things he knows are cool. That's one of the cool things about this store, is that being the all-volunteer-run sort of community co-op, people take on little sections of things besides just volunteering and selling stuff, is what Jessica's doing tonight. But they also sort of like buy magazines, like Ethan buys magazines and other pieces. So we're going to walk around and look at some more things out here. Thanks for talking to me.
You're welcome.
Okay. One of the cool things about iBooks, too, is that we have a lending library. Looks like they're doing some renovations to it. But it's really incredible because people donate books that you probably can't get in your local library that you can borrow here for a good amount of time to read. Something about the Iran-Contra scandal, Marx as an Economist by Maurice Dobb, socialism, on and on and on. That's one thing I guess is important to remember that we should talk about internationalists to other people, is that it has a very leftist-leaning ideology, and that motivates a lot of the content we have here. Could you speak to that a little bit, Ruby?
The idea of internationalism is sort of a counter. It's not really, a lot of people mistake it for sort of, oh, is this the International Center? Where's the, you know, African section or whatever? But the idea is that it's a counter to nationalism, to that type of ideology. So here you'll find a really diverse range of ideas, especially those that the folks internationalists think aren't available through the mainstream media. So especially progressive ideas even ideas that may contradict each other, because that's what it's all about, having all different kinds of ideas and not one single ideology.
Cool. So did you tell me about the founder of iBooks?
Sure. His name is Bob Sheldon, and he founded Internationalist in 1982. He really laid out that vision of the kind of internationalism as I described it. And he ran the bookstore as a labor of love for 10 years. Maybe it was 81, because it was 10 years later that he was actually killed at the store on the eve of the Gulf War, and that was in 91. So after he passed on, a group of people came together because they thought this was such a great resource and they didn't want it to just go away. And formed a board and kept the bookstore open as volunteers. And it's existed in that way ever since then. And in the late 90s, it formally became a co-op, so now it has members, too. But it's still run mostly by volunteers with a few slightly paid part-time staff.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right, here with Kelly. And she's the board chair of Internationalists, and she just walked in to do some other business, but I just want to get her to tell me about what she does here at the Internationalist and sort of maybe about her perspective about the Internationalist. It doesn't have to be very, you know, long and flowery. You know.
Okay, well, I became involved with the Internationalist when I was an undergrad and lived in UNITAS, which actually Ruby also lived in UNITAS when she was at UNC.
What does UNITAS stand for, real quick?
It's a Greek word for unity. It's a multicultural living hall, Carmichael dorm. You live with a person who's different from you, and your roommate is paired up with you that way. And there's a class where you talk about.
That sounds like an interesting subject we'll talk about later.
I was in it in like 1990.
Yeah. So Andrew Pearson lived on that hall, and he was a manager of the store, and he may have been a manager like afterwards, but anyway, I knew him, and I had a volunteer shift briefly, maybe for a semester, and then like to go to events and shop at the bookstore and stuff, but I wasn't really involved as an undergrad. And then I went away and came back for graduate school, and when I came back, I felt like I was kind of disconnected from the activist community here. And I felt like the Internationalist was where everything was happening, and people that I knew from when I had been here before were still, you know, kind of involved. And so I applied to the board and was elected around 2000 and 2001, and, you know, kind of went from there.
Cool. So you've been hanging in tough for all that time. That's good.
Yeah, and one of the reasons I became a board member is because I didn't have time to work a shift. Of course, now I'm a complete sucker and work on Saturdays, which is good because it enables me to, like, you know, see some other volunteers and also get things done. I've kind of taken over the acknowledgements and thank yous for membership donations. So.
Yeah, it's one of the main things about the Internationalists, if we hadn't mentioned before, is that it is a nonprofit, a legal nonprofit, you know, and all the people at work here, except for a very few, are completely volunteers, and the people who do get paid a little bit get paid very little. So it is a total a labor of love for a lot of people, and it's a lot of work. And you know, got to do what they got to do. So I'm going to go back here and look at some other things and let y'all get back to what you're doing.
Okay,
hey, what's up, Steve?
Thanks for talking about the store.
Yeah, I'll get back to it in a minute. We got back here a bunch of computers. Not a ton, but one of them is North Carolina Intermedia's G4 to help them do video editing, which is a really excellent resource for the community. Some other computers used for other things, so some books in storage. Going in the bowels. Wow, they moved the filing cabinets in the back. That's pretty great. That's smart. Okay, let's see here. We got some other great magazines over here, too, on the shelves. We have a lot of magazines. There's a lot of LGBTQ-type magazines, which is pretty rare. I don't think you could find those very easily, especially in Chapel Hill. Politics.
Yeah.
Not a lot of tranny products other parts of Chapel Hill.
Could you tell me what a tranny is, please?
Steve?
Transvestite.
Ah, thank you. Yeah. Just in case anybody listening to the podcast doesn't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah,
no,
it's true. They're right. It's really transgender.
Uh-huh.
Although, actually, I think transgender and transvestite are not the same thing.
Nope. That lady magazine is all about transvestite, though. That, I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah?
Transformation. That's a
well, we got it all.
Yeah, we got some stuff bordering on porn, too, which I think is pretty cool.
Do we still have the dominatrix directory?
No.
Finally, it's gone.
And we can't forget the cannabis magazines, such as High Times Cannabis Culture. 2600 for all you hackers out there we have, which is really excellent. But you can buy that at some other big bookstores you won't mention, unfortunately.
Also, Stay Free, a really awesome magazine of media critique, which was started by someone who was originally from Chapel Hill, Carrie McLaren, which lives in New York City now.
Wow, cool. We can plug that. That's great. And there's a bunch of art culture magazines and the largest selections of zines I've ever seen in my life.
There's two t-shirts.
We just got more from the book fair.
Well, that's cool. There's so much photocopied stuff here, it's not funny. One of my favorite magazines is Grooves, Experimental Electronic Music Magazine. That's really great.
But there's a lot of new t-shirts and stuff that wow. I haven't seen here before. There's some from Get Your War On, which is a great cartoon. And there's some that say, I support UNC workers. And some promoting internationalists.
Well, there's a Bush Cheney shirt in here that says, what a fraud. And it has, it looks like a, oh, I'm about to make them all fall
it
down.
Oops.
A silhouette of a Abu Ghraib torture victim. And in between it says, this war sucks. Well, a lot of Bush stickers here they're about to unload because hopefully they'll be as useless as Confederate cash. Let's see here. There's George Bush is not my co-pilot. Bush Cheney, 1984, War is Peace. George W. Bush, empty warhead. Bush is a dumbass. And then there's bullshit, and of course inside the word bullshit is B-U-S-H. Bush was planted, Bush Orwell 2004.
Don't forget impeach Bush.
Impeach Bush. I wonder if there's a re-defeat. No, I don't see any re-defeat.
We don't have re-defeat here.
No,
yeah.
Oh,
we
yeah?
Do?
It's on the window.
Oh,
okay.
On the window.
Oh, cool. One. Here's one that says, George Bush is a son of a war pig fuck.
You can't say that.
Yeah, we
yes,
can.
Can.
You know, this is the internet, and that's you can right. say any goddamn thing you want. You know, my favorite thing is, like, George Carlin. He also said the 7 dirty words you can't say on broadcast. which are shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cock,
ass.
There's a bunch of them. Anything having to do with... No, maybe.
No,
I'll have to look those up later, but I don't know. So, another cool thing about the Internationalists is you also have here a lot of flyers in front of a register here telling people about cool things that are going on. And a lot of them tend to be political. Some of them are party-oriented. Occasionally we have room for rents, things like that. So, it is a place to come out and find out what the hell's going on. There are some free things over here, like the Triangle Free Press, which is a really incredible local newspaper. And some other things that are local. I want to look at the monthly calendar they have here on this little white erase board here at Internationalist. Tomorrow, Wednesday the 3rd, or a couple days, Wednesday the 3rd, tomorrow's Tuesday, God. There's a post-election day rally at the Chapel Hill Post Office at 5 p.m. Microcosm zine tour at Internationalist from 4 to 6 p.m. Friday the 5th, That's Revolting reading at Internationalist, 7 p.m. Volunteer meeting on Sunday the 7th at 6:30 for all you FBI agents out there and CIA undercover. Monday the 8th, David Solnit, Globalized Library reading, 7 p.m.
Liberation.
Thanks.
I had to abbreviate it on the camera.
Liberation. Okay, LIB, whatever. Saturday, that's what's great about live, you can get corrected live too. Saturday the 13th is anniversary of the Greensboro Massacre. Wow, that's a subject for a whole other show that I think Matt will have to elaborate on.
I haven't gotten an actual event for that, I just wrote that.
I think it's a good thing to have there to remind people.
Yeah.
Let's see here, Thursday the 18th, Ellen O'Grady, Paintings and Stories about Palestine. Let's see, from 5:30 till 11, looks like. And Friday the 26th, the day after Thanksgiving, as I was reminded, is Buy Nothing Day. Buy Nothing Day, a whole other subject. Ruby, tell me a little bit about Buy Nothing Day.
Yeah, well, the neat thing is Buy Nothing Day has been going on for, I think, about 10 years or so, maybe longer. And as most listeners who are, at least if they are Americans, know, the day after Thanksgiving is a humongous shopping day. It's like one of the biggest retail days of the year because folks all go out and they're having big sales and they're buying all their stuff for Christmas and being good consumers.
And the corporations are ramming that day down
right,
our throat as
exactly.
That should be a national holiday,
and,
like
and
a
in
federal
fact,
holiday.
As a matter of fact, you'll even see on your local news programs there's usually a few little stand-up public interest stories where the anchor's like, you know, out there in front of Sears or whatever, going, oh, there's crazy people shopping all over the place. Oh, my goodness. It's a big consumer
look
mess.
At the traffic, everybody.
Right.
We're traveling a lot. So, with all this traffic, I can't move.
So Adbusters, I think, started this movement of encouraging people to really actively resist that big shopping splurge with Buy Nothing Day. And a couple cool things about it. One is the simple version of it is don't spend any money that day at all to counter this like, consumer hype of like of the biggest spending day of the year. Instead, they encourage people to just not spend a dollar that day. So but even if you have to buy gas for your car, buy it the day before.
But aren't all the books and magazines here cost money?
But on Buy Nothing Day at Internationalist, none of them are for sale. Mm-hmm. In fact, they're all covered up and the shelves are emptied. And what we've been doing at Internationalist for a number of years, actually, is having just a day-long community celebration, which is really cool because it really illustrates the opposite of consumerism is this connection, this person-to-person. And sometimes there have been skill shares. There's always free food for people. Sometimes there's music and partying. There are free videos for folks to watch. So it really highlights, like, instead of spending your day shopping, you can come in here and get to know your neighbors, get free skills, free food. There's also a big swap meet, and folks all bring any clothes they don't want, anything else they don't want. You can take it all home for free.
Cool.
It's a great alternative.
Let me ask Steve what he thinks of Buy Nothing Day. What do you think of Buy Nothing Day, Steve? Do you have anything else to add?
Well, I'm never around for Buy Nothing Day because it's the day after Thanksgiving.
He's a Yankee.
So I always go up north.
Right.
But I think it's, I kind of think it's a Yom Kippur for the contemporary world. You know, the hardest thing to give up, harder than giving up food because everyone's on diets anyways, is shopping.
It's hard not to spend. I mean, you
so
have.
Should we give a little Jewish translation for those who don't know what Yom Kippur is?
Okay, all the goys out there.
Where we
right.
fast to repent for all of our sins. Is that accurate?
Hebrews, you mean.
You know, I'm a bad Jew. So.
Jews fast. Is that what you're saying?
On Yom Kippur, oh, okay. That's what we do on that holiday. We fast for 24 hours. So Steve is saying it's a parallel to Yom Kippur, because by nothing day we're giving up the consuming.
Good. Okay. But y'all are here to make money, right, to keep the store alive. So how do you deal with that conflict?
After Buy Nothing Day comes the Christmas shopping season, our busiest time of the year, when the Slingshot Organizer, which we now have probably 100 in stock, is always extremely popular. It's a great little item with lots of historical tidbits, as well as a handy way to keep track of your appointments and telephone numbers.
And this is a college town, and, you know, we have lots of college students, and they're out buying lots of stuff this time of year, too, right? Wasn't there a book on the UNC reading list a year or two ago that was a real...
Barbara Ehrenreich's.
Uh-huh. What was that called?
Barbara Ehrenreich.
Nickels and Dimes.
Nickels and Dimes, that created all this upset conservatives in North Carolina because the UNC, this liberal institution, was forcing students to read such a leftist tome.
Well, it didn't really have anything to do with internationalists.
Yeah, but we sold it, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it got a lot of people talking, and we have like the support that helps keep the UNC workers T-shirts and stuff. I think a lot of activists that do stuff with internationalists peripherally are really involved on campus with stuff like that. So I think it benefits us when there's a big stink.
Yeah. A lot of people heard about the book because of the controversy and purchased it.
Yeah.
I guess some conservatives in North Carolina aren't very media savvy, and they realize that no news is bad news, and that if you create a big, you know, I hate this, you can't make them read this book.
It's good for them, though. I mean, I think they know that making a big scene gets their word out and exposes them. Really.
So they piggyback their message onto this, you know, tirade of hate against some leftist book.
And I want to say, because I'm often a detractor of UNC, that the summer reading program is a really good thing. They didn't have it when I was a student, but they pick things that are sort of atypical. I mean, they had one that was recently like a soldier's story or something like that. Mm-hmm. So they span the gamut. But they really want people thinking, not just like digesting some bland text, you know.
Was there was it an English translation of the Quran or another book?
Understanding the Quran.
Understand the Quran.
And it was interpreting. That was the first big.
That was another thing that pissed them off, because how dare we like have a book about terrorists and people who kill, like, you know, murderous, you know, religions.
But it just illustrated how important it was for us to understand that culture and religious motivations better. So that's the point of that book.
I'll say amen to that. Amen.
I noticed too something that didn't used to be on the periodical shelves is the Onion, and I don't think there's any place else in town where you can get the Onion.
Is it the Onion? Onion newspaper?
It's the Onion. The headline right now says, Cheney vows to attack U.S. if Kerry elected.
And funny enough, we all probably believe it could actually happen.
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah. Cool, here you go.
Oh, I got an Orange Politics
book. We're buying a copy of Wax Poetics.
We're going to be giving them out for free in Carborough.
Okay, so this is sort of the end of our trip today at the Internationalist Bookstore, and we're going to go. So see you later.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for having us.
See you later. Have a good night. Happy closing.
Take care. Bye-bye. Here's some special thanks for helping to create the 3URL show. iBiblio.org, our great web host. Kevin and Incompetech.com for our intro music. Ruby Sinreich of LotusMedia.org and CreativeCommons.org